This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media reported Sunday the country has conducted artillery firing exercises to bolster its defense capability, its latest weapons test as Pyongyang continues to pressure Washington and Seoul to abandon what it calls their hostile policy. The official Korean Central News Agency reported an artillery firing competition among mechanized units was held on Saturday, with senior government and military officials present. Since September, North Korea has test-launched a series of newly developed missiles, including nuclear-capable weapons that place U.S. allies South Korea and Japan within striking distance. Some experts say North Korea wants its rivals to accept it as a nuclear power state and work to ease international sanctions on the country. Nigerian electoral officials are tallying results from a local vote on Sunday after a tightly contested race seen as a test run for national elections to replace President Muhammadu Buhari in early 2023. Thousands of police and army were dispatched for the election of a local governor in a year that has seen a string of attacks on official targets blamed on an outlaw separatist group known as the Indigenous People of Biafra. Voting went ahead mostly without major incident on Saturday, but technical glitches with face and fingerprint recognition technology caused delays and forced the Electoral Commission to extend voting hours. Nigeria's elections are often marred by fraud claims and violence, and analysts said the vote in a complex security situation would measure confidence and readiness for the presidential ballot. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese pro-democracy groups launched 2 days of civil disobedience and strikes on Sunday in protest at last month's military coup, though participation appeared to be limited by continuing interruptions to internet and phone connections. Local so-called resistance committees and a group known as the Sudanese Professionals Association, or SPA, are organizing a campaign of protest to try to reverse the military takeover. The SPA led demonstrations in the uprising that toppled then-President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. Internet services have been badly disrupted since the October 25th coup, and phone coverage remains patchy. The coup halted a power-sharing arrangement between the military and civilians in Sudan that had been agreed after Bashir's overthrow and was meant to lead to democratic elections by late 2023. Since the coup, mediation efforts involving the United Nations have sought the release of detainees and a return to power-sharing, but sources from the ousted government say those efforts have stalled. Tens of thousands of Ethiopians rallied in Addis Ababa on Sunday in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government as federal troops fight forces who are threatening to march on the city. Some demonstrators denounced the United States government, which is among the foreign powers that have called for a ceasefire, as a year-long war that has killed thousands of people intensifies amid advance last weekend. The United States, the UN Security Council, the African Union, as well as Kenya and Uganda, have called in recent days for a ceasefire. Abiy's government has pledged to keep fighting. On Friday, the government said it had a responsibility to secure the country and urged its international partners to stand with Ethiopia's democracy. The conflict has killed thousands of people, forced more than 2 million from their homes, and left 400,000 people in Tigray facing famine, according to the UN. Palestinians on Sunday slammed Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem, a move that would restore Washington's main diplomatic mission for Palestinians in the contested city. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said late Saturday there was no room in Jerusalem for another American mission. The administration of then-President Donald Trump shuttered the U.S. Jerusalem consulate, an office that for years served as the de facto embassy to Palestinians. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to reopen it, a move that Israel says would challenge its sovereignty over the city. Find more on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.